Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Everyone on the B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Terry's here, TJ Sharp, I'm Chris Kanya, and you at 585-222-9233. Heading into a nice weekend, a weekend where you might be taking care of your landscaping. I know it doesn't feel like it on a day like today, but yeah, a couple days from now, you'll be outside working on the mulch, power washing the patio, whatever you got going on. I don't know if you'll be doing what Terry did to her hostas over the last couple days, because I've never heard of anything like this before.
Oh, it's because you're just a young whippersnapper that knows nothing about hostas.
So what?
My fellow hosta loving listeners are going to say, well, yeah.
All right.
What?
First of all, what is a hosta? Is it a bush? A plant?
Let me tell you, a hosta is something that's going to grow no matter what.
I thought it was.
It will. It
hostas
will.
Are like the most maintenance free, big, leafy.
Bingo.
I thought
and
it was
beautiful.
Just the word before La Vista Baby.
No. It's, no. No.
No?
It's solid green. They're dark.
Random movie reference. Yes.
Or variegated green. They're beautiful. They're beautiful.
Okay. And they have big leaves.
And
they're
easy,
just greenery.
Easy to make, easy to grow and
maintain.
You plant
maintain. Them in there and they just, every year.
So no enhancement, no special sauce,
not
no
for me.
Secrets,
nope.
Nothing.
Nope, not at all. And don't even put Miracle-Gro on them, because if you do, they will take over your yard.
If anything, you need to split them.
We do, yeah. Every spring and fall, you split them. But here's the thing. If hostas are the number one requested item on every deer's buffet, the deer love the hosta. They eat them right down to the stem. And sometimes they don't even do it in an orderly fashion. They'll eat half of the leaf, and then they'll leave it to get brown, and then there's a quarter of the tip come off. They make a mess of them. But when you go to the hairdressers, if you come back with, you know, whatever hair came off your head, you get your hair cut, put it in a little baggie. You just lightly take that hair and go over the outside of the hosta. I'm serious. And the minute those deer smell hair or humans, they won't go near them. And you don't see it. You don't. And it's your hair anyway. You don't see it. I'm not putting clumps on there.
Okay.
It's the difference between somebody putting tinsel on a tree.
Does it have to be my hair I just go ask for them to sweep up any hair?
That's entirely up to you.
One question. Who is your emergency contact in a situation like this?
Okay. You don't need an emergency contact.
I think we need to call someone.
Okay. And you know what? Doug was just the same way.
She's out there, putting her hair on the hostas.
I'm sprinkling my hair on the hostas.
What? She's got her bra outside of her clothes. She's just losing her mind.
It was underneath my... I had my bathing suit on and my tie-dye cover-up.
Oh,
she's
You're really making a case for you
and
not
Doug's
being...
And like, Doug goes, that is the grossest thing ever, you know. I'm like, you never see it. And you... I don't want to listen to you crank because the deer are eating our hostas.
You're out in your bathing suit, probably your Crocs.
Well, yeah, I have my
tie-dye
Crocs
cover
on.
Up,
tie-dye Crocs.
Sprinkling human hair on your plants.
My hair.
But we shouldn't be worried.
But everything's fine.
Please, hosta people. Please. Tell them you've heard this and it's a good idea.
Hosta people, hairdressers, or serial killers. Text us 585-222-9233.
I was just curious because we have all the tomato plants out front.
Oh.
Will it work for squirrels or anything?
No, you got to clip your toenails for that.
Chris, that's disgusting. No one would do that.
Keep the squirrels out of stuff.
Yeah, squirrels hate toenails.
Okay. Oh,
everyone knows this.
Where are my toenails?
Toenail tomato people.
You guys are gross. You really are.
You're insane, woman.
I am not insane. I am perfectly sane. I put hair on hostas to keep the deer away. And it worked. Stop that. Stop that Stop Alfred what? Hitchcock crap.
I don't hear anything.
Oh, I don't need to hear it in my own head.
We'll let you be the judge on Terry's Harry Hostas. Text the word hair, H-A-I-R, to 585-222-9233.
Harry Hostas.
A link to your phone to WBEE.com. You can see a picture of Terry's Hostas.
If someone does not name their band that,
Terry's Harry Hostas or the Harry Hostas?
Terry's Harry Hostas.
Okay, good.
Hair to 585-222-9233. Hey, I want to let you know, tomorrow morning... Finally got them to let me go out in the morning to do one of these bar gigs. I'm so excited. It's Nurse Appreciation, First Responder Appreciation over at the Tappet Bar and Grill. So nurses, first responders, anyone going into a shift tonight where they get out in the morning, Tappet's going to open at 8 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
Now, I saw a lot of the comments when you posted that on our Facebook, and there are a lot of people really excited about this. And I guess if you don't work that shift, you don't realize, you know... Geez, everything's closed when I get out.
Right.
Yeah, there are only a couple places that will open at 8 in the morning, 9 in the morning, which is like a happy hour for the overnight workers. So Tappet realizes that and goes, okay, well, we're going to add to the list.
There you go.
So 8 a.m. tomorrow, they'll be open. I don't get out of work till 10, so I'll be over there at 11. We have some prizes and stuff to give away, but it's all for appreciation of first responders and nurses. So we'll be doing a little day drinking tomorrow. Well, it's really day drinking for me. It's more happy hour for the first responders and nurses.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that's their 4 or 5 o'clock, 5, yeah. 6 o'clock. So Tappet Bar and Grill, 1761 Scottsville Road. Tomorrow, open at 8. I'll be there at 11 to meet you there, and we'll have a nice way to kick off the weekend tomorrow. So
nice.
Hair to 585-222-9233.
Terry and the Harry Hostas. You're just so
hilarious over there, Jers. Really, missed you so much yesterday.
What? I think they look pretty good. I take back everything I said for the last half an hour.
Oh, really? Too late. Okay.
Your hostas look great with hair.
Red hair, blonde hair. You know, doesn't matter.
It's so over exaggerated for crying. I'm just a little sprinkle, a little dusting of my hair.
That's such a weird. What other like freak farmer's almanac type things are there? You know what I mean? There's all, because you got that from your father, who I'm sure got it from
his mother.
Right? So this goes back. This is genuinely an
my
old
father who fed us my whole life out of his garden. Yeah. So it's success.
What hang other on, stuff hang did hang he on. Do?
You eat, wait, you put this on food that you eat as well in the garden?
Okay, first of all, you put it around it. On the plant.
Wait, so you're eating human hair?
No, you're not.
In a once removed kind of way.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Her dad put it around the corn.
You don't sit.
Hairy corn.
You don't set up the table in the middle of the garden, all right? You pick the produce and the fruit. You bring it in the kitchen. You husk it or you clean it, snip it. You wash it. You cook it. There's no hair on there. None whatsoever. And you know what? I used to eat pea pods right out of the garden. Now, I don't care if there was hair on them. They were delicious. So there.
I think in a roundabout way, that hair is getting into the soil no matter how far away it is. It's, you know,
it decomposes.
Oh.
Hair decomposes. It's gone.
There's a texter telling us that they worked with a woman who saved her urine and would put it on her shrubs and plants. See, there people, I'm telling you, they have these thoughts about things.
Okay,
they think
it stopped me in my tracks. No, I'm not doing it.
Oh, it stops at hair, does it, Terry?
Yeah, it stops at okay. Little tiny shavings of hair. That's it. I mean, Mike, I wouldn't do that.
Well,
I wouldn't do that.
Well, we
she's
don't have
marking her territory.
We don't have a text line for that woman, but for Terry, because that would be an interesting visual.
No.
It's text awful. Hair to 585-222-9233 to see a picture of Terry's Harry Hostas from the beginning.
Broadcasting. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.